The Frisbee began as something called the Pluto Platter, and it would have stayed that way except for two things: the fanaticism of Ed Hedrick and the demise of the hula hoop. In 1964, Hedrick asked the Wham-O Toy Company for a job, but they told him they were short of money. Hedrick, though, was so interested in developing toys that he agreed to work for free for the first 3 months. He became fascinated with Wham-O's Frisbee, then called the Pluto Platter. As he once said, "I felt the Frisbee had some kind of spirit involved. It's not just like playing catch with a ball. It's the beautiful flight." Just as Hedrick joined Wham-O, the hula hoop craze ended. This left the company with a warehouse of unsold hoops. Hedrick realized that if he melted down the hula hoops, Wham-O could make more of these flying discs. But before he could do this, he needed to improve them. The discs sold poorly, partly because they wobbled too much as they flew, dropping out of the air after only a short distance. Hedrick made the crucial improvement that made Frisbee really fly. He cut small grooves in the top of the Frisbee. He described their purpose in his 1967 patent. "These grooves exert an interfering effect on the airflow over the Frisbee and create a turbulent, unseparated boundary layer over the top of the Frisbee, reducing aerodynamic drag. In other words, it makes the air stick to the top of the Frisbee, letting it fly further." Next, he got rid of the name Pluto Platter. Wham-O had chosen the name to appeal to the obsession in the 1950s with outer space and flying saucers. Under Hedrick's guidance, all references to planets and UFOs were dropped. He thought they seemed childish, and he was right. Students in particular flocked to buy the faster, cooler Frisbees. Sales of these so-called professional Frisbees zoomed to over 100 million within 30 years. Hedrick never fell out of love with a Frisbee. In 1976, he created the sport disc golf, where players hurl Frisbees at metal cages, which is now played by over 2 million Americans. He dedicated the remainder of his life to promoting this game, claiming that disc golf is my life. He saw the game as a new way, in his words, for wandering people who have graduated from high school with no purpose in life. He traveled around America to give demonstrations of the sport he loved. He joked once, "We used to say that Frisbee is really a religion. Frisbeterians, we'd call ourselves." Adding, "When we die, we don't go to purgatory. We just land up on the roof and lay there." And when he died, Ed Hedrick requested that his family have him cremated and have his ashes molded into Frisbees.